Denise Barnes and the group, July 1st, 2014, the energies of July. Greetings. We thank you for being consulted, for being listened to at this time. July 1st marks the second half of the year of 2014. And the first months may have felt like many more than six as this time stretches and bends and defies expectations. We have previously stated the first half of the year was certainly one of the big tasks was cleansing and releasing and lightening your load from anything that is not needed, and also having some, quote, disaster, unquote, preparation, whereas if you did need to skedaddle rather quick, you could grab the things you need, that the important things, papers, mementos, gems of the heart, perhaps grabbable things would be easily located and organized. And that you had given some thought to how you might get essentials if the usual paths that they arrived through were in fact cut off. This continues to be work if it is not yet complete. So put some time into these. It has put some time as if you were going to clean the garage on the weekend. Give it a little bit of time now and then to keep trimming, to keep preparing, to keep alert and intrigued by new camping equipment and the like. And from this bouquet of a jumping ground, we then step into July. And July is a month that will have doors through which none of the excess will be able to be crossed through. You will not be able to cross through with any excess, or indeed some of you will be asked to please leave this behind if you insist on taking it with you. There will be a cost, just as your airlines charge for luggage now. If you wish to bring it still with you, there may be a cost. So just examine your psychic and material existences. Glance about, both inside and out, to see, are there any big lumpy things you can immediately cast off? Some of you who have been working right along will have to dig deeper for the extra, excess baggage. It is the rare being who is totally lightened at this point of any extra baggage that is not needed, because in the healing and releasing of it, this is actually what is called for in this corridor. There is a backlog of healing in a way to do related to the old way of doing things. And these old lumps of clay, so to speak, will be guiding you toward what ceremonies and what prayers and what honorings to offer in order to let go of the old and in order to bless the beneficent reasons for the old, the contributions to the evolution it has given you. And in this clearing and in this blessing and in this releasing and in this fare thee welling towards the old ways that are no longer without harm in the current state of affairs, in that shifting consciously will be the directions towards the new and the opening the space towards the new. There are a few doorways in the next weeks which will demand your attention. So if you are having a rather rough go of the crossing, just glance back again at your luggage, at your pack. And again, it is as if we are boarding new vehicles that have less room or that are of a different type of container, a different style of fuel. So these old mechanical, technical ways must be released and recycled. So these doorways will be ahead. And then again, if you are putting in your time, be it 10 minutes or 30 minutes or some time after dinner, that you may devote a bit of your attention towards clearing, you will be making space for the new to visit you. There are new ways approaching that need room and need space and need a clear heart to be welcomed, to decide to visit. You must be home and you must have room for these visits. Thus, it is still a tumultuous time, yet it is also a time to make room for joy and joyous gatherings of summer, this peak period of fruitfulness in many ways. So honor it simply with meals and vegetables, or honor the inner with rituals and special gatherings of your beloved circles to say, hey, I am in a crossroad and I give thanks to all that is behind me. I step forward into the new and I ask your blessing and support. These are always wonderful occasions and good ideas to invite blessings for big gateways, as many of you have been experiencing. You can also do this quietly by invoking your spiritual family and your metaphorical guides and your symbolic how do you say these masters that you emulate, wish to emulate, so you can do these rituals on your own also. You are also invited to remember the earth and to remember her process is going on simultaneously. She craves connection with you and acknowledgement of her. She benefits from your encouragement and blessing. So do not shy away from blessing the land with your presence and walkthroughs and tending to her heart with yours in moments of silence, in moments of stillness, in moments of appreciation and blessing. It is a special posture, asana, blessing to actually touch down on your hands and knees and press your forehead to the earth in an energetic kiss to her cheek. So there is a final portal here through which we are approaching in August, and the light will be bright in the month of the Lion. So do take your moments for nurturing and some quietude and some comforting this month. Do connect with your families and remember the value of peace and making peace and blessing each other and forgiving each other and finding ways to be working together amidst challenges or differences. Your children are growing fast, are smart, somewhat smarter than you, and desire as much of your training in how to be stable in unstable times as possible. We are certainly in unstable times for the next foreseeable future, and to give them that understanding while helping them see beyond the immediate and perhaps superficial levels of security will be a great service to them. To have the time and space to assure them of your love, to create special occasions while there is this beautiful space of summer and while there is still relative safety and unspoiledness in their surroundings, will be a great sharing and a timely offering. You may send us your questions as we are not currently in front of you. This is the group which Denise channels, including Ariana, Three Sisters of the Pleiades, Octavia the High Priestess, and John the Baptist. At your service, feel free to email Denise if you would like us to answer a question you might have about the month of July or this period of time and transition. Blessings from our side to yours, great kin. Amen. Aho.